we keep saying model interpretability, like that phrase came pre-installed in everyone's head, which is very us. People have been poking us to slow down, so fine, Cody. This one gets the full couch treatment.
Good. Because why did the model say that sounds like a tiny question, and then immediately you fall into the elevator shaft? Fairly deep shaft this time.
Also, tiny catching up beat, my tab situation is almost respectable right now. I have maybe 12 things open, which for exploring next counts as personal growth and possibly a controlled experiment. The mental model I want is translation. The model is doing its work in this private mathematical language, and interpretability is trying to translate that into something a human can inspect without pretending the translation is perfect.
Yeah, and the reason that matters is that a model can be right and still not be understandable. It can also give a tidy explanation that is not the real reason it was right. Interpretability lives in that uncomfortable gap. So start with the black box. A neural network is a stack of layers that learns patterns by turning inputs into numbers, transforming those numbers, and producing an output.
And the parameters piece is the knobs. The model is not storing little English rules. It is storing learned numerical settings.
Exactly. Those settings are adjusted during training until the model tends to produce better answers on examples. Then activation functions are the bins between layers. Without those bins, the whole stack would collapse into much simpler math. And deep learning just means using these mini-layer networks so the system can build up complicated representations from data. A representation is the model's in-
That is such an elevator shaft word. Representation sounds harmless until you realize it is carrying half the building.
It really is. Now, interpretability asks, can we translate any of those internal representations, learned parameters or input-output patterns, into a reason a person can reason about?
Okay, so in the translator picture, the raw model is writing in math. The interpretability tool is not magically opening its soul. It is producing a translation, and we have to ask whether that translation is faithful.
Yes, and there are two big families. White box methods look inside the model. Black box methods treat the model like a sealed machine. Change the input, watch the output, infer what seemed important. White box sounds more honest because you are looking inside, but that does not mean the answer is automatically clear. A billion numbers are technically visible and still completely unreadable.
This is where product people get tempted to slap a heat map on the screen and say, explainability shipped. And I say that with love because I would absolutely have been tempted by the heat map.
That is saliency. In an image model, a saliency map highlights the pixels or regions that seemed most important for a prediction. In language, a related move is attention visualization, showing which words or tokens influenced other words. The catch is brutal, though. Saliency and attention can show association inside a computation, not necessarily the cause of the decision. A bright patch on the image does not prove the model used that patch the way a human would.
So if the scan model highlights the corner label instead of the tissue, that is useful because it tells you something may be wrong. But if it highlights the tissue...
Nice self-correction. And that mistake is actually useful because explanations should let you catch mistakes. If an interpretability tool cannot help you notice when the model is relying on nonsense, it may be decorative rather than operational.
There is another translation layer I like, which is concept-based explanations. Instead of saying pixel 4700 mattered, the tool tries to talk in human concepts like wheel, tumor boundary, sarcasm, contract clause.
Right. Concept-based interpretability is trying to bridge the raw feature world and human reasoning. Concepts are things people can name. The danger is that the concept label is also a translation, so you have to test whether the model's concept matches yours.
That is where the Anthropic J-Lens thing around Claude was so sticky to me. It was not just, look, a neuron lit up. It was trying to expose a kind of silent workspace, a structure you could compare to a theory rather than just admire as a blob.
And the brain prediction models we looked at had the same vibe. The interesting move was turning a prediction model into a testable explanation. Not just it predicts brain activity, but can we ask what features or concepts would make that prediction rise or fall?
Now, mechanistic interpretability is the inside baseball version of this, right? The one where people are tracing circuits inside the network.
Yes. Mechanistic interpretability tries to identify actual internal mechanisms, features, circuits, and pathways that transform a prompt into an answer. Anthropic applying attribution graphs to Claude 3.5 Haiku is a good concrete example. DeepMind's Gemma Scope 2 work with sparse autoencoders is another, where the tool tries to separate
Sparse autoencoder is a phrase that wants to bite a newcomer. So, quick gloss. It is a helper model that tries to compress internal activity while making the important parts more separable.
Perfect. And that matters because of polysemanticity, which is when one neuron or feature appears to represent multiple things at once. If the translator sees one symbol that means dog, legal boilerplate, and Python loop, the translation gets weird fast.
So the catch is not just that the model is complicated. The catch is that the internal language may not map cleanly onto our words.
Yes, that is why I get twitchy when someone says the model's reason was definitely this. Interpretability usually gives you a useful story to test, not the final story.
But from the shipping side, a useful story to test is already huge. In healthcare, finance, insurance, hiring adjacent enterprise systems, whatever the regulated workflow is, a confident answer with no trace is becoming a non-starter.
Right. The European Union AI Act transparency pieces taking effect around August 2026 are one obvious pressure point for high-risk systems, with penalties discussed around $38.5 million or 7% of global annual turnover. That is not a vibes-based product requirement.
And in medical workflows, the human oversight piece matters too. The point is not the algorithm alone owns the denial or diagnosis. A qualified human has to be able to review what happened and make a real judgment.
Which is where interpretability becomes infrastructure, not a nice-to-have explanation tab. You need traceability, logs, behavior checks, and explanations that survive review.
Do not get comfortable. Where does interpretability stand now? Is this still the way people build, or has it been absorbed?
Still live. No obituary. Post hoc methods like LIME and SHAP are still used because teams need practical explanations around deployed systems. Mechanistic interpretability is getting more serious, especially for large language models, but it has not made frontier models fully transparent.
So we are in this mixed phase. Product teams need explanations for compliance and debugging now. Research teams are trying to open the internals more directly, and nobody honest should claim the translator is fluent yet.
That is the landing. If one thing sticks, make it this. Interpretability is not the model telling you its true inner monologue. It is a set of translation tools that help humans form testable beliefs about why the model behaved the way it did.
That is annoyingly clean, Cody. I was ready to accuse you of pessimism, but no, that one actually helps.
I contain multitudes. Poorly interpreted multitudes.
Cody, I am calling that elevator shaft inspected with a flashlight. Not repaired, obviously, but inspected.